When he was growing up, he was treated to a flight in an Avro 504 by Sir Alan Cobbins, Flying Circus, and he was hooked on aircraft. So, much against his father's wishes, in that his father wanted him to be a doctor, he enrolled at the in London University at the Northampton Aero College Division. He applied for various jobs, I think including de Havilland. He ended up going down to Yeovil and rather fell for the West Country. He was basically employed as an engineer on covering the Widgeon aeroplane, which they were making at the time. And he had a bit of luck personally in that the chief test pilot, who was a much older man, had a really quite bad crash. And that meant that Louis Paget could no longer be the test pilot. And Parr, who had been allowed to get his license by Westlands, and he got that at Bristol, then began to take over the flying and became chief test pilot. And he was chief test pilot from 1932, I believe, for the next 23 years. The pilot thing just fell his way because he was so desperately keen to fly. I think he was probably quite personable, and he probably talked to everybody until they gave in and allowed him to fly, to be frank. Very single-minded Parr when he wanted to be. Dad always referred to the aircraft industry as a family. If you invented something or something worked, you rang up all the others and you said, "Look, this will make your life a bit safer." And certainly after the war, he very much bemoaned the way that the industry went, in that it was anything but that type of psych.